You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 KVML. I'm pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by Principal for Sonora High School, Ben Howell. Good morning, hey. Principal Howell.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You are a graduate of Sonora High School from the class of 1998.
True story.
Did you ever imagine back in 1998 when you were a student at Sonora High School that someday you would be the principal, or was that your goal?
That was never even close on my mind, but I'll tell you what, 20 years later, I am absolutely thankful to have been through my years here and my education here and now to be in this position. It's a cool, very unique position, and I think I have a pretty unique glance on what it's like to be on all sides of the table here.
So. Because you are a younger principal, does that actually seem like it was just yesterday that you were a student, or does it actually seem long ago?
At this point in time, long ago.
Are you better able to relate to today's students at Sonora High School since you were a student yourself there?
You know, I think it does have its advantages just because I'm from the community, I'm from the school, and I was in those seats, I mean, not too long ago. And so I do use that as an opportunity to relate in a little bit of a different way to the students here. Right after I graduated from Sonora High School, I attended the University of Nevada, Reno, in Reno, Nevada, right over the hill, for 4 years, where I received my English degree, and I studied education on the side. My wife and I taught in Reno, Nevada for a couple of years, and then we had an opportunity to come back and help begin a charter school in Hume Lake in Hume, California. Once that charter was off the ground, we had started having children and an opportunity to teach English as Sonora High opened up, and I jumped on it as quick as I could because we were happy to come home. And, you know, lo and behold, 3 or 4 years into the job, opportunities opened up. Had a great year working at Columbia Elementary for 1 year, and then was privileged to be invited to come and work as a student activities director and then assistant principal at the time. And then from there, you know, things have just gone their course, and here we are now.
Do we have a good group of students at Sonora High School?
We have a wonderful group of students here at Sonora High School. Every class, as I've been here for a few years now, every class has its own personality and characteristic. And it's fun when we bring new groups of freshmen in to see what kind of character they're going to have. And this year, across the board, all of our students, especially this week, have been excited. They're having a really good time. They are encouraging with each other. They love to just bring spirit and energy and I think a sense of togetherness to everything that they do. So it's not uncommon to come to any one of our sporting events and see a whole group of kids cheering each other on and rooting for both sides on the athletic field. And then even just like during lunch or brunch or after school to see groups of kids sitting around studying, I'm having a good time just experiencing all that high school offers for these kids. And from a leadership point of view, it's fun to feed into students' lives in that way. So
comparable difference from when you were a student in the 90s?
I absolutely think so, yeah. I mean, the things that students are being taught in the classroom now is, wow, it's incredible. And then the tools that they have with technology is absolutely incredible. It's opening up doors and fields, and I hope career avenues and possibilities for their future that, man, we only dreamed about.
It is homecoming tonight. There's going to be all sorts of activity taking place at the high school later this morning and then in downtown Sonora today. Tell us about that.
Homecoming day is always a special day at Sonora High School, and it's something we can kind of chart our year on, actually. We have a very special schedule at the high school today that's going to be designed all around our rally. That's going to get us all prepared for the game tonight. A parade downtown where we will show off the Golden Regiment Band, the football team, our cheerleaders, the homecoming court, a princess from each of the classes, and then 5 queen candidates. We'll see a lot of our students downtown kind of cheering and rooting everybody on.
What time is the rally in downtown Sonora?
The parade will begin downtown just after 2:20.
And you actually got Highway 49 closed down.
Yeah, the City of Sonora and the Department of Transportation each year work with us really closely to help us stage that event. And it takes a lot to get it done. And we're very thankful for the City of Sonora, the Sonora Police Department, Caltrans, and so many other community groups that come together to help us make sure that event is productive and fun, but also safe for our students in the community.
The homecoming game tonight, does that include floats from each class?
It will, yeah. And, during the halftime of the varsity game is when we will present to the crowd there, we'll present all the homecoming floats, the princess and queen candidates as well.
Anything else?
We're excited to put on this event every year, and it's a humongous part of the culture, legacy, and tradition of Sonora High School, and we invite all parents friends in the community and people who are just around downtown to come and join us for the football game and for the parade before the game.
And for those who are unable to attend the game, or even for those who are able to attend the game this evening, every Sonora Wildcat football game is broadcast on our sister radio station, Star 92.7 FM, and broadcast on the internet, mymotherlode.com. We have been speaking with Sonora High School Principal Ben Howell. Thank you for taking your time out and joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Have a great day.